All right, you guys, I wanted to thank you for the month of August. We did this journaling for the first time, and it was a very positive experience. I got lots of messages from everyone who used it, so I would love to continue doing this. And in the future, I will be doing a little cheat sheet that you can print out the questions so you have it in front of you, so you do not have to keep going back to this episode to listen to the questions. So just make note that that is going to be happening here. It won't happen here right away because I do have things going on, but just note that that will be happening if that is something that is bothering you with these, which is something that a few of you have reached out and said, hey, is it possible for you to start doing this? So yes, I will be doing it in the future. So just stay tuned for that. And I wanted to thank Zeno on YouTube for the audio for the journaling sessions. I reached out to him on YouTube and was like, hey, I run a podcast. I do journaling every month and I would love to hear use your music. And he gave me the permission to use it, and I'm super excited because I use it for my journaling and I just love it. So I hope that you have a positive experience with that and you enjoy it as much as I do. So let's dive into our questions. Question number one, God's plan. How can I make sure my business plans match what God wants for me this month? How can I ask Him for guidance in my choices and actions? Question two, using resources well. Am I using my time, skills, and money in ways that would make God proud? How can I use these things to help overcome or help others and honor Him? Sorry. Question three, overcoming fear. What scares me right now as an entrepreneur? How can my faith help me be strong and move past these fears? Question four, helping others lead. How can I be a leader who serves like Jesus did? How can I create a supportive and caring environment for my team or partners? Question five, thanks and trust. What good things have happened in my business lately? What good things happened last month? How can I thank God for them? What parts of my plan should I trust Him with this month? Dear Heavenly Father, as I begin this new month as a Christian entrepreneur, I come before you with a heart filled with gratitude. Thank you for walking with me through the past month, for the successes and accomplishments, and for the lessons learned in the moments of challenge. Your faithfulness and grace have sustained me, and I acknowledge that all good things come from you. Lord, I'm thankful for the goals that we achieved in the previous month. You have given me strength and wisdom to overcome obstacles and move closer to fulfilling the purpose you have for my life and my business. I pray for the opportunities you provided, the doors you opened, and the relationships you orchestrated within my life and business. As I look ahead to this month, I commit my plans and goals into your hands. Help me set clear, godly goals that align with your will. Give me the vision to see beyond the present and the courage to pursue dreams that honor you and benefit your other kingdom leaders. In the pursuit of these goals, may I never forget the importance of seeking your guidance daily. Help me to remain steadfast in prayer and to study your words so I may hear your voice clearly and discern your direction in every decision I make. Lord, I surrender my anxieties and worries about the future to you. You know the desires of my heart, and I trust that you will work on all things together for good according to your purpose. In times of uncertainty, remind me to place my hope and trust in you, for you, Lord, are my rock and my fortress. Teach me to rely not on my own strength, but on the power of your Spirit within me. Let your Holy Spirit guide my steps that I may walk in obedience and humility. Help me to be open to correction and to grow in character as I face the challenges and opportunities of the month ahead. I pray for wisdom to prioritize my time and resources effectively, focusing on what truly matters and leaving behind what does not align with your plan. Let me be a good steward in all that you have entrusted to me, Lord, using my skills and talents to bring glory to your name. In all things, Lord, may my heart overflow with thanksgiving and praise. May my actions and words be a testimony of your love and grace to everyone I encounter in my entrepreneurial journey. Father, I commit this new month to you with a heart full of gratitude and anticipation. May your will be done in my life and in my business. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you're ready to start your journaling, click the description in the episode. There's a beautiful playlist by Zeno. that you can check out on YouTube, and it is a 3-hour playlist, so you can journal for as long as you need. You can play it during your day, but just note that there's no audio no longer on the episode. It is now being transferred over to YouTube.